Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello, and welcome to Really Layla's podcast series. My name is Layla Sammy, aka Really Layla. And today we're going to talk about how to pick a personal brand identity. Your personal brand identity should really reflect the person you are and how you would like people to see you as you are on social media. Now, your personal brand identity should not really deviate much from who you are as a person or as a brand, a personal brand. However, it should also be professional, yet again, who you are as a person. Just like with regular brands and how brands are as they reflect themselves on their promotional material and the decisions they make for business, the same goes for your personal brand. For instance, my personal brand, Really Layla, is reflective of who I am as a person. If you look at Really Layla across any social media account, you will notice that typically what is posted is information about social media, technology, digital marketing, happiness, quotes, motivation, or Jay-Z. Any of those factors represents who I am as a person, but also it definitely represents the brand that I would like to reflect on social media. You'll notice this across a number of brands as well. For instance, Doritos as a brand, they are fun, they're exciting, they are always really adventurous. And if you look at any of their promotional materials as well as their social media accounts, that is the feeling you'll get when you look at Doritos. Now, looking at personal brands specifically, if you look at Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a wine enthusiast turned into a social media expert, you will notice that that is exactly what he writes about. Now, Gary Vaynerchuk, I think, is one of the best representations of a personal brand. Gary Vaynerchuk is himself. If you look at his social media, if you look at his YouTube channel that he has put together, he does not filter himself. He doesn't filter his content. He doesn't filter his language at all either. He's always very hyper, very energetic, extraordinary. His information is telling of the person he is. Now, one thing that's interesting is, again, Gary Vaynerchuk also talks about social media. He talks about the Jets. He told everybody years ago that one day he would want to be part owner of the Jets. And if you've been following his story, he's been working towards becoming a part owner of the Jets. Another thing that Gary Vaynerchuk also speaks of, again, is the wine. That's what he built his whole brand around. But he knows how to be himself, and that is one of the most important things about your personal brand. If you look at other companies and you notice that there is some type of discrepancy between who they are as a brand and what they're reflecting, you can be sure that people become confused. So it's important to make sure that at the beginning of any type of execution of a personal brand that you put together a framework of exactly what you want to accomplish. First, it's good to say, okay, what keywords should I be using? What ideas am I talking about? What am I going to focus my personal brand around? Now, it's okay once in a while to deviate from this. However, that is exactly what you want to really focus your attention on, is the ideas, the keywords that are important to you. You can see that there are really fundamental things that you are always reading about, that you're always talking about, and these are what you should reflect as your personal brand. Whether it's flowers, whether it's do-it-yourself, whether it's marketing, sports, these are the topics that you want to focus your personal brand around. Now, that's the first part. The second part is when you're putting together your personal brand, your profile needs to be filled out. Your profile should always be very similar, if not the same, throughout all of the channels. I would say keep it similar. You don't want it exactly the same, but it should focus on, again, the ideas that you are trying to communicate to your target audience. Next, the picture should reflect you as a brand. Typically, social media experts say that you should have the same picture so there's no brand confusion. But sometimes on different channels, it's good to have a little bit of a difference of a profile picture. Also, you want to update your cover photo to reflect your brand as well. If you want to be a fun brand, if you want to talk about sports, make sure that's what your brand reflects in your cover photo. And throughout all of your posts, you want to focus on the keywords and, again, the ideas. And the keywords are really important. The keywords should be in your profile. They should be in a lot of the content that you publish, whether it be posts, whether pictures, whatever that may be. Finally, the last thing that's important for your personal brand is to have objectives and goals and really know why you are putting together your personal brand. Are you putting together your personal brand because you just want to create conversations, or are you putting together your personal brand because you want to find a job? Are you putting together your personal brand because you want to be known as an expert or a thought leader in a certain area? Really focus on what are your objectives? Why are you spending the time to really create a personal brand? And it's no different than having a company brand or a company business plan or a company social media strategy. It's really understanding on social media what it is that you're trying to get across. And once you have those objectives, you can work towards those objectives. Maybe you're really just trying to push content out. Well, if that's all you're trying to do, then it doesn't matter what your engagement is, which is fine. But maybe you're really trying to become a thought leader in a certain area. Well, then engagement does matter, as well as your size of your community. And again, your community are the people that are following you on social media. So look at your objectives. What are they, and what are you trying to accomplish? Once you get to that point, or you reach your objective, or you get to a point where you want to mature in your social media personal brand strategy, then you can refine your objectives. For instance, I'll again use my Really Layla brand as an example. At first, I was really just using social media to use social media. Then I was focusing on the size of my community. Now, at the point that I'm in for social media, I'm really focusing on becoming an influencer and more of a thought leader for people to come to and know that they can learn from me in social media. So what I'm focusing on now specifically is my clout score. So it's important just to know, again, what it is that your objectives are for social media. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is, what is your name for your personal brand? Now, your name for your personal brand, again, should reflect your personal identity. It should reflect what you want people to know about you, who you are, and it should be memorable, because people will start remembering you as a personal brand and that name versus your name, your actual name, unless you want your personal brand to be your name. For instance, me, again, my name is really Layla. And if you know me, if you get to know me, you'll notice that very often people say really Layla in so many different ways. They question me, which is, I love. Sometimes people will, you know, affirm what I have to say. And there are so many different ways that you could look at the word really Layla. So again, it's important to make sure that it's memorable, and it is really memorable. And it's funny because people always look at me and say, really Layla. Now it's, you know, that's how people referred me, and it's become a joke because that's the brand that I want to really reflect. Now, using numbers isn't an effective way to have a personal brand, because who's going to remember Layla 532 if it's not memorable? If there's a reason that you have the numbers in there, then definitely use numbers. But again, make sure that it's something memorable and easy to find on social media. Thank you, and until the next podcast, I will talk to you then.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.